WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Students at five Chicago public high schools got the surprise of a lifetime last year. They were going to college for free, thanks to a new nonprofit called Hope Chicago. In a twist, the group would also give one of their parents a full ride. The goal is to send more people to college and to uplift their communities. Data shows the early efforts are working. WBEZ's Nareda Moreno spent time with a father and son from Juarez High School in the city's Pilsen neighborhood.
Welcome to the 2023 commencement ceremony at the Benito Juarez Community Academy.
Senior Logan Garcia sits on stage with his fellow bandmates at the Eric Crown Theater near Chicago's downtown for his graduation ceremony. He's the tuba player in the Juarez High School band. It's a bittersweet night. The community is still mourning three seniors who died this past school year, along with two younger teens who were fatally shot in December at dismissal. The keynote speaker reminds them of the opportunities that lie ahead.
How fitting that a class that has experienced so much hardship is rewarded with a scholarship that can make your dreams of college and career a reality.
The nonprofit Hope Chicago is paying for at least four graduating classes to go to college for free. For Logan's family, the program has been life-changing.
Thank God. Because I wasn't going to go to college without it. I'm going to be real.
Tuition is expensive, and after watching his sister struggle with college debt, it didn't seem like the right move. But everything changed last February.
And from a freshman to a senior, any grade, sitting in Juarez High School today, your college tuition, your room and board, your books and fees will be paid for, and you will go to college for free.
That's philanthropist and Hope co-founder Pete Cadence delivering the good news. All students, regardless of GPA, would get a full ride to one of 20 Illinois colleges or training programs, and so would one of their parents.
This is all falling into place for me. I get a second wind or a second, my next chapter.
That's Logan's dad, James Garcia. James has worked at the CTA for more than three decades. He graduated from Juarez in the late 80s and dropped out of community college to work and save money. Now, thanks to the Hope Scholarship, James can go back to school and do something different.
I start school in January after he's done with his first semester. Right now I'm leaning towards the heating and air. Because I know a few people that do it, and it's, I don't want to use the term easy money, but you work on your own time.
Former Chicago School CEO Janice Jackson runs Hope Chicago. She says the goal isn't just to get students through college. She wants to help them graduate without being saddled with debt.
People pretend like there's some magical place that students go after high school where they make enough money to take care of themselves and family, and they don't acknowledge the fact that we're really sending them back into the cycles of poverty that they've been raised in.
She says Hope, at its core, is about eliminating disparities for Black and Latino families. 1 year in, college enrollment rates at partner schools rose about 17 percentage points, up to 74%. A new study also shows every dollar invested in the program is expected to return more than $4 in social and economic benefits. Jackson has set a high bar for the program.
At the end of the day, if it doesn't result in a job or a way for people to take care of themselves and their families, we're just talking.
Logan plans to live on campus at Loyola University in Chicago this fall. His high school experience was cut short by the pandemic, and he's ready to move on.
Senior year was finally the time I actually had some sort of like high school time. You know, I've made good friends. I'm going to miss them.
He says he hopes to become more independent in college.
I kind of just want to be able to do things on my own next year and without needing support from family members. Just being on my own for the first time. That's what I'm ready for.
James used to work at the Red Line stop near campus and knows the area pretty well.
I mean, he's a responsible person as it is at the house and everything. But how to be responsible out on your own, that's what I'm hoping that he can get out of this, being out there by himself.
But for now, they're just enjoying their last summer living together as father and son. Nereida Moreno, WBEZ News.